Hello, this is Jerry Pippin. Excuse my severe cold, but I wanted to come on and explain what we're doing here. A tribute to one of the most romantic radio shows ever done in America. It was hosted by Franklin McCormick, and it was on WGN in Chicago. We're setting the scene with some Jackie Gleason music. For all you romantics at heart, here's our tribute to Franklin McCormick. These are rare recordings of Franklin doing his thing in the middle of the night, six nights a week. It was recorded off the radio, so the quality is a little different. And I think you'll enjoy. Remember. And if you've never heard Franklin McCormick, you're in for a real treat.
Hello there. Welcome to the old study. Nice and cool here. Won't you come in to your favorite chair drawn close to mine? We'll share a dream as the night grows late. Oh, memory, thou bittersweet, both a joy and a scourge. Memories can be like that. Bittersweet or a scourge. The tall pines stand against the dying sunset's silver glow. And down the lane, borne on the wind, soon the whirling flurries of snow. Beneath its bridge, the stream goes purling gleefully low, while purple wreaths of smoke go curling upward, wavering slow. And as I watch, I think of other sunsets. Memory's ways are devious, but find at last their ending. Happier days are strung along her thread, their brightness lending cheer as I gaze back through the years to one winter sunset sending light on life's maze. Memories to come. Memories in the deep of night. The torch is burning. Pleasure. Any time that your thirst calls for a fine glass of beer, will you make your choice, Meister Brau? As a suggestion from yours truly here, caretaker, the old study keeper, the book of memories, I've been to the brewery so many times. I've met the wonderful people out there. I know the great sense of pride that they have in their product, and it's true, they do. And they've been brewing this great beer for 73 long years now. And they brew it with only the finest grades of ingredients available to the industry. So any time that you have a thirst for a real fine glass of beer, make yours Meister Brau, the custom brew, and you'll find it readily available in thousands of restaurants and neighborhood taverns and packaged goods stores all over the Middle West. And if you anticipate the arrival of company for the rest of this weekend, somebody drop in tomorrow or later today, Sunday morning now, to spend the afternoon or the evening with you. As a suggestion, here is a great glass of refreshment. Meister Brau, something that you can really be proud to serve when old friends drop in. And for your own moments of leisure and satisfaction and pleasure, always keep a good supply of Meister Brau on hand. It's 24 minutes after 1 o'clock. The old study clock here, 24 after 1. WGN, the Clear Channel, Chicago. The torch is burning. take my hand, and we shall travel far, through mountains high and valleys low, beyond the brightest star. Love knows the way, the winding path that ever upward turns, through misty skies and starlit nights, beyond the spring's return. Love knows the sigh, the joyful song that wipes away all tears and drifts at twilight through the rain, beyond Earth's endless fears. Love knows the smile, the constant heart, wherever the winds of summer blow, and the spell of love leaves a tender kiss beyond life's bitter snow. So come, my darling, take my hand, and we shall travel far, through mountains high and valleys low, beyond the brightest star. Come, my darling, take my hand.
This is our tribute to Franklin McCormick, who was on the air through 1971 at WGN Chicago. In the middle of the night, in the ether of the old AM radio signal, bouncing back and forth between the ionosphere and your radio, Franklin McCormick doled out romance.
Start because because of you the sun will shine, the moon and stars will say you're mine forever and never.
Garden, dear, with happy days we've known. In spring, I'll wait for the roses red when fades the lilac blue. In early fall, when brown leaves call, I'll catch a glimpse of you. Should you go first, and I remain for battles to be fought, each thing you touched along the way will be a hallowed spot. I'll hear your voice. I'll see your smile. Though blindly I may grope, the memory of your helping hand will buoy me on with hope. Should you go first, and I remain to finish with the scroll, no lengthening shadow shall creep in to make this life seem droll. We've known so much of happiness. We've had our cup of joy, and memory is one gift of God that death cannot destroy. Should you go first, and I remain, one thing I'd have you do: walk slowly down that long, lone path, for soon I'll follow you. I'll want to know each step you take, that I may walk the same. For someday, down that lonely road, you'll hear me call your name.
Bubbles, bangles, hear how they jing, jingling are. Bubbles, bangles, bright shiny beads. Sparkles, spangles, my heart will sing, sing-a-ling-a. Wearing baubles, bangles, and beads, I'll glitter and gleam so. Make somebody dream so that someday buy me a ring, ring-a-ling-a. I've heard that's where it leads. Wearing baubles, bangles, and beads. Baubles, bangles, and beads. The jing jing a ling a, baubles, bangles, bright shiny beads. I'll glitter and gleam so. Make somebody dream so. That someday he may buy me a ring, ring-a-ling-a. I've heard that's where it leads. Wearing baubles, bangles, and beads.
Could know in the early morn, as the sun comes up and the day is born, that before another sun should rise to brighten earth with its radiant skies, your soul from the body would take its flight into realms unknown, even darkest night, what would you do? Would you carry on the self same way that you did while living in your yesterday? Would your hours, now past beyond recall, bear such a record? You'd stake your all on repeating what you've been content to do, as your hours are numbered and oh, so very few. What would you do? Would you take inventory of worldly wealth you've gained by toil and thought or stealth? Would you measure with pride the things you own, your rank and station, your earthly home? Would you be content to rise or fall by what you've done as you view it all, would you? Or would you choose to spend the day in acts of kindness along the way, helping some traveler on life's weary road, smiling on him as you ease his load, trusting and praying and doing your best that night may bring you eternal rest? What would you do? What would you do? Sometimes one wonders. Over and over in the Xperia evidence of day upon day. The warning comes to us too often from some sad event that can serve but to remind us that we still have a chance in another quarter to act before it's too late. If you have a tender message or a loving word to say, do not wait until you forget it, but whisper it today. The tender word unspoken, the letter never sent, the long forgotten messages, the wealth of love unspent. For these some hearts are breaking, for these some loved ones wait. So show them that you care for them before it is too late. If you have a loaf of bread and you sell half of it, you buy the flowers of the narcissus, for bread nourishes the body, but the narcissus flower nourishes the soul.
Like the cool waters of a mountain stream, the voice of Franklin McCormick, as the huge signal of WGN reached out across the nation during the middle of the night. He brought really the essence of love and the essence of living. This is our tribute to Franklin McCormick.